The 49ers will play the Atlanta Falcons on Monday night. San Francisco is still trying to lock up an NFC wildcard spot, but for the team and its fans, the game has extra meaning. As KQED's Dan Brecke reports, Monday's matchup will be the last regular season game ever played at Candlestick Park, the Niners stadium for over four decades that perhaps no one ever really loved until now.
Like every stadium, Candlestick is full of history, and not just the sports kind. The Beatles played their last concert at the Stick in August 1966. Pope John Paul II said Mass at the ballpark in 1987 for a crowd of 70,000. But most of the memories at the chilly concrete bowl, built on a remote part of the city's bayfront, center on Major League Baseball and pro football. The San Francisco Giants opened the park in 1960, and the weather there, howling afternoon winds and frigid nights, became an instant legend. In 40 years at Candlestick, the Giants made it to the World Series just twice. They lost to the New York Yankees in 1962. The second appearance came in 1989 against their Cross Bay rivals, the Oakland A's. But Game 3 of that Oakland sweep is remembered mostly for this.
And he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
The 6.9 Loma Prieta earthquake didn't hurt anyone at Candlestick, but it killed more than 60 people around the Bay Area and caused a 10-day delay in the World Series. The park had another tenant, too, the 49ers. In January of 1982 came the catch.
He has the ball. Montana rolling out the right, looking toward the end zone, throwing under pressure, throws his pass, caught by Clark. Clark got a touchdown. Clark has it. It's a touchdown for the 49ers.
That Joe Montana pass sent the 49ers to the Super Bowl and on their way to the first of five NFL championships. But that string of Candlestick memories is about to end. The 49ers are finishing work on a new stadium in Santa Clara, a Silicon Valley town 40 miles south of San Francisco. The 49er faithful, the fans that have given the team more than 300 sellouts in a row, they're resigned to the team's departure, but they're not happy about it.
What do you feel about them leaving?
It's heartbreaking. Like, I teach kids in the daytime and I bartend at night just to make ends meet. And I can't afford to go there, and it's really hard. But for me, you know, I've been blessed enough to be able to be here for so many years, so I can't be too mad.
Some fans, like a season ticket holder named Selena, say they'll follow the team south, though something about that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I wish they would have just redid the Stick and kept them here. Why do San Francisco got to be in Santa Clara?
It's always something bigger and better.
Yeah, but I think this is the best. San Francisco is the best place for them to be.
Not all fans are sorry to see the change. Candlestick's showing its age, and some fans say the new location will work better for them. Ahmad Granger drives nearly 200 miles each way to the games from his home in the Central Valley.
You know what? I don't live in San Francisco, so it's a closer trip for me. I'm liking the new stadium. I'm liking it. It's upgraded. It needs to be done, you know.
The 49ers say their new home, called Levi's Stadium, will be the greenest and the most modern in the NFL. The city of San Francisco will sell the Candlestick seats, $800 a pair if you're interested. Then at some point next year, the park will offer one final spectacle, a massive implosion to help clear the way for housing and shopping. But the wind will still be there, and so will the memories. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecke in San Francisco.
Do you have a memory of Candlestick? Please share it by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.